I'm delighted to have Highlands Natural Resources on LSE Share Talk today, which is focused on delivering value to shareholders by capitalising on the current oil and gas climate to acquire prospective oil and gas acreage and technology. Since listing in March 2015, the company has acquired 75% of the patent filings for DT Ultravert, a technology which has the potential to represent a breakthrough for the oil and gas industry and a range of assets in the USA. Robert Price, who is significantly aligned with shareholders, with 40% shareholdings, is here to tell us more with his colleague, Paul Mendel. Hello, Paul. Hello, Robert. How are you?
Fine. Hello. Fine, Peter. It's a pleasure to be here with you on LSE Share Talk.
So, Robert, starting with you, could you tell us a bit more about the company and just give us a brief overview of the history, please, of the company?
Yeah. Yes, Peter. As you shared with the listeners, we founded Highlands back in March of 2015. And it was as the oil prices were coming down, we thought that we could acquire assets at a fairly, we could take advantage of the decline in prices. Our very first acquisition was not an oil and gas asset, but it was a technology. It was a patent filing, and that's when Paul Mendel came up with this concept, and we filed the suite of patent applications. And then we entered into an agreement with Schlumberger. And it took a while for us to get teed up for the first tests. And Peter, we're going to do our first tests in June of this year. It's going to be in a basin called the Piance Basin. It's in the western part of Utah and the eastern part of Utah, western part of Colorado. And so we'll be testing the technology there. In addition to that, we've been dealing with over 20 exploration and production companies to try the technology in the DJ Basin and other basins as well.
That sounds absolutely fantastic. I noticed, obviously, that news really got the ear of the market this week. You started the week with a share price of 11.88 pence. And when I last looked before we commenced speaking, I think the share price was at 23.75.
And we are delighted in the increase, but the bottom line is, Peter, now is when the hard work starts. Now yes. is when we need to implement the technology. In addition to implementing the technology, Paul and I have been in the E&P business for over three decades, and we have seen many ups and many downs. What's happening right now, Peter, is really unprecedented in the industry. Many of these exploration and production companies, they're laden with debt. Some of their bonds are being downgraded. Many of these companies are struggling. And so we're looking at opportunities in many areas. But what DT Ultravert provides to these companies is rather than drilling new wells, which is several, two, three, four times more than refracking, they can go in their existing wells and they can refrack them at a fraction of the cost. And so we're really hopeful our technology will work. And we're hopeful that it will help out some of these E&P companies to survive this downturn in prices.
Yeah, that's essentially what's needed because there's so many companies, as you say, that are in debt. I watched a previous interview with yourself and Paul, and I think Paul touched on the number of wells that have been tested. And he talks about, you know, the fact that the market available to this technology, were it to be fully commercialized, could be over 40 billion market cap. So that could be very significant for the whole industry, given the number of companies that are indebted at the moment.
Yeah, with respect to the market size, I don't know about market cap, but the total number of horizontal wells that have been drilled since 06 is about 80,000.
Yeah, 80,000 wells, yeah.
If half of those wells could be refracked under this technology at $1 million per restimulation, obviously, that's a very, very big number that you refer to there. And of course, Robert has negotiated on behalf of the company a very attractive royalty arrangement. So we have no cost. We get a percentage of Schlumberger's cost.
Yeah.
And that's the structure.
And that's really the main story here, Peter.
Yeah.
Is it's a CapEx-free royalty revenue stream.
Yeah.
Very important. But in addition to that, we're looking at other opportunities. Many many of the E&P companies, they are not pursuing many things. And so Paul and I are pursuing things. Let's take the example of the North Dakota project. It's what we call our gravity prospect.
Yeah.
An E&P company drilled a well, they set casing, and they didn't have the resources to perforate the well and test the well. Yeah. Well, we did, Peter. They lost their oil and gas lease. We got a new oil and gas lease for $10 an acre. Now, Peter, 2 years ago, that wouldn't have happened. People would have been spending hundreds of dollars, if not thousands of dollars, for oil and gas leases.
Yes, at least they were doing, yeah.
Peter, let me say it again. We got the lease for $10 an acre.
That's fantastic.
And what else we got? We're negotiating with this company right now to take over that well bore. We believe we can perforate the well for right around $50,000 U.S.
Yeah.
So, Peter, is there risk in that project? You bet. But our focus is to keep our costs low and have impact projects for the company.
Yeah.
So, again, royalty-free or CapEx-free income and looking on projects that are affordable to us with high impact. That's what we're doing at Highlands. And so, Peter, I want to say thank you for having us on LSE Share Talk. Thank you for your listeners, too. As you said, I'm certainly vested in this company, putting up over 600,000 pounds myself to get it going.
Yes, I noted that. And you and Paul haven't taken any salaries as yet.
We didn't take out any salaries for the first year. We're taking modest salaries moving forward.
Right.
As we advance the technology. Again, Peter, thank you so much for giving us your time today.
Okay.
You,
can Peter. I just ask you a couple more questions whilst you're there, Robert?
Absolutely.
Okay. I wanted, because I obviously not a lot of, I like my tech across all different sectors. And I wanted to get Paul's take really a bit more on the technology, so it's explained to the other investors and people listening in what the technology means and how it's going to be used and why has it thus far, so many companies have tried to do this refracking, it hasn't worked. So why now are we on the cusp of H&R getting this technology, DT Ultravert, on the cusp of commercialization? What's different?
That's a great question. What's different about it is our diverter is a gas. It's either nitrogen or natural gas.
Yeah.
Other diverters are solid forms. They're fibers or polymers.
Yeah.
And without getting into some detail on physics, it'd be hard to impart why gas will work. But basically, when you have multiple phases, gas and water competing for space, it creates natural diversion. Whereas if you pump a polymer or something solid, it just gunks up the old fractures. It's not as effective. And of course, as Robert pointed out, we haven't done it yet.
Yeah.
So it's not responsible for me to say that that's why it works, because we haven't seen the data, but we'll know soon enough.
We have captured the imagination of the E&P industry and
some particular
who signed an exclusive agreement with us with two exclusions with two other small fracking companies. Can you just talk about the overall process and how the gas occupies the finer fractures where most of the oil comes from, and then it's diverted into new rock? I think
so. So fluids follow the path of least resistance. That's basic fundamental Newton physics.
Newton laws, yeah.
So when you frack and you refrack with a fluid and a polymer, that there's no stopping that from going in the old fractures, which is the opposite of what you want to happen. You want to contact new rock. So the only way to get fluids to travel against resistance is by introducing a different phase with different properties, and that phase is gas. When you have a competition between gas and water, what will happen is the gas will occupy the finer fractures and the water will occupy the wider fractures.
Yeah.
The reason for that is viscosity and friction. Viscosity controls friction, and when the aperture of the fracture gets fine, friction begins to play an overwhelming force and doesn't allow water to sneak by the gas. So the gas sneaks by the water, occupies the fine fractures, and thus will divert water and contacting new rock.
Well, that was a great explanation, Paul. I think our listeners will fully grasp that it's obviously way ahead of the rest of the technology there. There's lots of trapped oil we know around the world, and any of those indebted companies that have wells and acreage would need that resource to be coming to the surface at some point if they are to continue in business. So thanks for that explanation. Can I just ask, obviously the first company to come on board with yourselves, as you mentioned earlier, was Schlumberger. And Schlumberger are at the moment something in the region of £76 billion company. So why was it that they were so keen at such an early stage?
That's a question for them, not us. they're the ones that embraced us.
Yeah, they did, didn't they?
Yeah.
Okay, so obviously your market, you raised some money as well this week. You had a subscription and you raised £519,000. Obviously, investors are going to be querying and asking, given how much work you've got ahead of you, how long do you think that fundraising will last? Will that take you towards the end of 2017, mid-2018? Your thoughts?
That should certainly take us through the end of 2017. And Peter, let me say the other projects that we have in the queue that we're working on right now, many of them are self-funding with other partners. So those are adequate resources to take us through 2017.
That's good news for investors. Okay. You've also been acquiring acreage in the USA. What attracted you to those plays? Was it the value that you're getting because of the now discounted?
Absolutely. Again, Peter, going back to what we shared about buying acreage very inexpensively.
Yeah.
These are unprecedented times.
Yes, they are.
We do not want to be buying acreage at 10, 20 times the amount. So we are taking advantage of many opportunities. As Paul was researching well logs, and he goes through thousands of well logs over his career in the U.S., he came across a very hot sandstone. And what hot is, it's a potential uranium deposit under the ground. And so with current uranium prices, Peter, the hard rock mining is not working right now. It's not economic to get it out of the ground.
Yeah.
But the in situ process, that's what they call solution mining, it can be profitable. And so we discovered a very hot log. And if you look at API units in excess of 8 to 10,000, we think we have stumbled on something that could be very significant. And so again, Peter, it's the philosophy at Highlands to buy things very inexpensively. So we purchased mining claims for $32,000. And now we're going to the evaluation part. But we would be remiss to find an opportunity like this and not purchase it inexpensively and not move it to the next point of development. So it is an exciting time. And one thing that, even though we're not a mining company, we know how to get oil and gas out of the ground. And the in situ process gets the uranium out of the ground, much like oil and gas.
And no, that's so very interesting, because you doubled your land position in Utah, didn't you?
Absolutely. It was, from a geological point, we didn't know the overall extent, but we wanted to make sure that we were prepared if the accumulation was much higher than we thought it was. And let me say again, Peter, we respect you, we respect your listeners, and we're pleased to be able to tell our story about Highlands, and anything that we can do for LSE, ShareTalk, or your listeners, we will answer phone calls directly and emails, and we'd love to answer any questions both now and in the future, and hopefully you'll have us back again.
Yes, we definitely will, Robert. That's very, very kind of you.
Thank you very much, Peter.
Thank you so much, Peter.
Thank you both very much. Thank you, Paul. Thank you, Robert.
Thank you.
Okay.
All the very best, Jack.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye.